This is Ozarks at Large. The Good Shepherd Humane Society in Eureka Springs is one of the longest operating animal shelters in Northwest Arkansas. It incorporated as a nonprofit agency in 1974. And as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, Good Shepherd is adopting the latest sheltering trends, including the nationwide Back to Black campaign.
Good Shepherd Humane Society operates on a high mountain ridge along Highway 62 just east of Eureka Springs, and any abandoned animal that finds its way there is very fortunate. Spacious outdoor pens have been constructed in front and behind the forested complex, which dogs inhabit during the day when the weather's nice. At night, they enjoy indoor kennels filled with blankets and bowls of food, all donated, of course.
Anytime, you know, they're quiet with staff, but when other people come around, and that's kind of an ongoing challenge, I think, in most shelters, is noise control.
Shelter manager Janice Durbin, a former prosecuting attorney, plays with the puppies for a sec before taking us on a tour.
This building was constructed in the late 80s, so it's kind of the old school concrete runs and concrete block walls with just typical cages. Most of the dogs are housed in runs that have what we call fronts and backs, and they're about 4 feet wide and 8 feet long on both sides. So they have like a 16-foot run that goes through. And then we have smaller cages for the little bitty fellers.
Janice has an assistant manager, two dog techs, a cat tech, and receptionist. The shelter is governed by a 9-person board of directors, a donating membership of 300 individuals and businesses, and a half dozen foster families who pitch in to take care of dogs as needed. Dr. John Mueller serves as shelter veterinarian, working half price. Staff work with animals to get them leash trained and socialized. The longest resident, Patches, has been here a year and a half. She needed surgery and is ready for a new home now. Good Shepherd takes in a variety of lab, hound, and pit bull mixes, as well as pure breeds, many of them dumped along the roadside. And on any given day, they house 50 dogs and 80 cats, which share furnished indoor quarters.
But this is what we call the lighthouse, which is our colony room. The cats can sit on the furniture, they can climb and play or do whatever. And they can also go in and out through the cat door to the porch. So it gives people, if people are coming in looking for cats, it gives them a little bit more of a homey feeling or homey atmosphere, and they can also sit in the windows and look around and whatever. So
the cat room is incredibly peaceful. According to ASPCA, 5,000 community animal shelters operate across the United States, which work to rehome abandoned and abused animals. More than 12 million are sheltered annually. 60% of dogs and cats end up being euthanized. 1/4 of dogs that enter shelters are purebred. 10% of all animals have been spayed or neutered. Of the 60% of households in the United States who own a pet, half adopt from family and friends. 20% are purchased from a breeder. 20% are rescued from a shelter, good thing, and 10% are purchased at pet shops. Good Shepherd Humane Society is allied with Utah-based Best Friends Animal Society, the nation's oldest and largest sanctuary for abused and abandoned animals.
And they sponsor a number of initiatives, and one of those is the No More Homeless Pets Network. And so Good Shepherd is very proud to be a member of that. So we participate in various adoption events throughout the year. Best Friend partners with us to help us with, you know, advertising and email campaigns.
Back in Black campaigns, a nationwide event to bring attention to what shelters refer to as black dog syndrome.
Black dogs and black cats, or the mostly blacks, take substantially longer to get adopted. They spend, you know, maybe twice as long in shelters as other colored animals do.
Most of Janice Durbin's adopted dogs are black, she said. If you're interested, black dogs and cats are half price at the shelter this month, and like the rest of the gang, come with a clean bill of health and are spayed and neutered. Some are elders, some are just pups. Good Shepherd Humane Society also works with AdoptAPet.com as well as PetFinder.com, which operate online photo databases advertising adoptable pets by breed, age, size, and location. PetFinder currently lists more than 300,000 animals posted by 14,000 animal welfare organizations, facilitating more than 20 million adoptions since its inception. Good Shepherd also works with two local transport groups, Go East Young Dog and Eastern Rural Carroll County-based shelter and transport organization, takes unwanted dogs to families in the northeastern United States.
You know, and they've been 30 years on the Eastern Seaboard working with spay-neuter requirements and ordinances and animal control to the point where in many areas, the number of animals that need care and shelter have really reduced. That's why we're able to adopt animals there.
Last year, Good Shepherd Humane Society adopted out 200 dogs and 260 cats. Its biggest fundraiser is the annual Doggy Style Show, this year titled Around the World in 656 Strays.
Well, it's not dogs modeling clothes, although it sounds like it ought to be. But this is the 33rd year for the style show here at Good Shepherd, and it's our major fundraiser of the year. We do it usually every November, and it consists of a fashion show, a silent auction. There's a clothing boutique of all kinds of wonderful things that have been donated, and then also a Christmas boutique. Now, there's also food, so your entry, it does cost to get in. It's $12 in advance for tickets or $15 at the door, but that does get you into the food and all the other things for fun. And this year, we're also very happy to have a group called Paw Prints Photography. That's not a typo. It's a photographer who also does photos for the Shepherd of the Hills Humane Society in Branson. And they're coming down with their Santa booth, and they're going to be taking photos for people. So the Doggy Style Show, you're welcome to bring your own pets. They can come in and visit and walk through everything. It's very animal friendly.
Good Shepherd operates two very successful thrift stores, one in Eureka, another in Berryville, staffed by volunteers who help to sustain the shelter. Now, during our interview, Jim and Charlotte Torbett had browsed all the available dogs but decided on two sibling pit bull pups, one a runt. The couple were visiting from Marionville, Missouri, playing tourist, and came across a Good Shepherd photo poster of available dogs downtown.
Wow, we didn't even plan on it today. And we seen the bulletin board down in Eureka Springs, and we got to looking at the pictures, so we thought we'd come up and check them out, and boy, we've got a couple now.
The two pups will serve as companions to the family's other dog, who's an elder. That should perk things up. You can browse for dogs yourself on the Good Shepherd Humane Society website, filled with lots of resources and information and adoption stories. This month profiles Jessie, who arrived at the shelter one cold night in January. Now, a photo portrait shows Jessie snuggling on a sofa with a sleepy toddler covered in blankets at nap time. A very good ending for Jessie and the Torbett pups. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
The Good Shepherd Humane Society's 33rd annual Doggy Style Show is set for Tuesday evening, November 19th at 6 p.m. at the Eureka Springs Convention Center, Inn of the Ozarks. To make a contribution or to adopt a dog or cat, visit goodshepherd-hs.org or call 479-253-9188.